Becoming Small by Madeline Wood. First published 2021. Introduction. Deep in the heart of many adult babies is the desperate, but hopeless desire to be more than just an adult baby. To be not just a large semi-replica of a baby, but to literally become smaller and smaller, until such time that our diapers are genuine baby diapers, and the crib we sleep in is just a regular crib where we don't even touch the sides. There is a deeply understood conflict between the baby inside and the adult outside. We often imagine ourselves as real babies and ignore mirrors that remind us of who we aren't. We are babies in part, but we want to be babies entirely. This story is about that wish, and that perhaps we possess in ourselves the psychological ability to turn back time and become the babies we truly want to be, not just in part, but in all its diminutive fullness. We become small again. Chapter 1 Hairline Shift. Lucas blinked into the bathroom mirror, eyes narrowing as he leaned forward, inspecting his reflection like a forensic scientist studying evidence. It wasn't something dramatic. His nose hadn't changed shape. His eyes weren't a different color. But something was definitely off. Clear skin, he muttered to himself, running fingers across his cheek. There were no breakouts, no roughness or dark circles, just smooth, oddly glowing skin like he'd stepped out of an acne commercial. And his hair, it was thicker. Not a lot, but enough that he'd stop needing product to puff it up. He tilted his head, catching the side profile in the mirror. There was no doubt. He definitely looked younger. Fresher. Less 22 years old and more, 18 maybe. Lucas. Aunt May's voice called up the stairs, cheerful and like a sing-song. I made banana oatmeal, sweetheart. With almond butter swirls, just how you like it. Lucas sighed. Coming, Aunt May. Be there in a sec. Mornings were always a bit of a struggle for Lucas. He had always felt this way, ever since he could remember. Even before he started school, he wanted to be a baby. Always had, and he presumed always would. He had struggled to overcome his bedwetting, and by age 16 it had finally stopped, not out of embarrassment but from need, a need to fit into the world he didn't really mesh with most of the time. He occasionally wore nappies, usually cheap disposables, just to quell the ache in his heart that refused to be quietened. Every morning it required an effort for him to put that deep, babyish desire to one side and contend with the adult world in front of him. It sucks to be me, he thought sadly. But it is what it is. I'm an adult. Time to move on, I guess. Aunt May was already bustling in the kitchen by the time he reached the bottom of the stairs, humming and placing a warm bowl at his usual seat, right next to the window that overlooked her overgrown garden of daisies, lavender, and sunflowers. Her apron read, "One hug per cup of tea," and her face lit up when she saw him. Sleep okay, baby? She asked, running a hand through his hair before he could duck away. Fine. Just weird dreams. You've always been a dreamy one, she smiled. Maybe it's the moon. I heard it's in Pisces. He longed to tell his aunt or anyone of the dreams he had most nights. They were dreams of him in nappies and baby clothing, lying in a crib or crawling on a floor somewhere playing with toys.